time has come to relieve that pain, which will be better for me, but not so enjoyable for all of you.
The Pain Clinic Pro Wrestling Talk Show. Can you feel the pain?
Good morning, wrestling fans. Here comes the flyover. Welcome to the Pain Clinic for October 25th. You guys all situated over there now in the studio? There we go. All right. Holidays today, very quickly. It's Make a Difference Day. Every day you make a difference. Punk for a day day. Punk for a day day. CM Punk for a day day. Well, there's Halloween parties going on this weekend, so maybe you could be CM Punk for a day day. And World Pasta Day. Ah, my favorite. Big happy birthday to former guest Too Cold Scorpio. He's 49 today. Another guest, Perry Saturn. He's 48 today. And Total Divas, Melina Leticia Araca. You know who she is on Total Divas? You might know her better as Rosa Mendez.
She's 45.
65. She's 30. No. She's 35 today. You never give a lady's age, folks.
You just did.
I know. I would eventually anyways. But hey, welcome to the show. Let me introduce the cast and crew real quick. I am the Cash Man, Richards. I'm here with DC Dan Cole in his sunglasses sitting in the sun.
Yes.
Yeah, it looks nice, huh?
Yeah. I don't know the last time I've needed sunglasses sitting in here. I don't think I've ever needed them.
No, really. You could always, you know, twist those things.
Good.
Also joined by Mark Fantasia, lead singer of the Mark Fantasia Experience.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing today, brother?
Excellent.
And the artiste, Rob Sanderson, made it in with 30 seconds to spare.
I've been here for like an hour. What are you talking about?
You actually look wide awake, too. Maybe I'm
a little more than normal.
A little tired, but I'm awake. I'm here.
Oh, we're gonna have fun today. I'm gonna explain to you in just a second what kind of fun we're having today, and I appreciate everybody listening. But before,
I'm kind of scared after that tease.
By the way, I tried something new to play at the beginning of the show. I'm just gonna run it right now because this was too much fun.
Due to some violent content, parental discretion is advised.
Mark Henry got a little emotional, got involved in that match, ended in a disqualification. I would like to talk to Mark about Monday night, right here in this ring, right now, man to man, friend to friend. I'd like Mark Henry to come on down so him and I can have a little chat. Mark Henry, come on down here, you big sexual chocolate handsome man, you, Mark Henry.
Hello, this is Mick Foley.
Ah, there. We're going to stop that, Mick Foley. So I just wanted to run
that. How did
that.
He get involved in that?
I have not heard. Well, did you watch Monday Night Raw?
Oh, I did.
Yeah, okay. We'll talk about that in a little bit. But Mark Henry, he called him sexual chocolate. What was that? Like, a couple grandpas might remember that. But I thought it was pretty funny. And obviously, it's setting up for a huge... Mark Henry coming out with a Russian flag on Monday night.
He better come out with his sexual chocolate theme music, or yeah. I'm going to be extremely disappointed.
I think his new music is pretty cool. But
it's the best theme.
Yeah,
but
it is.
Still, I want the throwback.
True. Okay, well, let's real quickly. Let me do our plugs. So we're brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, and Donuts Light Empire Culver. Join us tonight for UFC 179 at Salvatore's at the Garage Door, 149 East Ridge Road, 10 p.m. start time. Get there early. Jose Aldo versus Chad Mendes is in the main event. We'll be hanging out and have a lot of good fun, and we'll have prizes. There'll be drink specials. That's tonight, Salvatore's, 149 East Ridge Road, UFC 179. And I'm not plugging because we're not doing it. Because of the problems they've had with the pay-per-views, we're not going to be showing Hell in a Cell there, so don't put it in your plans. Find some other way to watch it. Maybe, you know, if you spend maybe $9.99, you know where you can get it from, you know, and other places. But definitely come out tonight for UFC 179. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be an impromptu UFC pay-per-view Halloween costume contest. okay, nobody's going to be wearing Halloween costumes. I've done this every year, and I've wanted people to come out, and nobody comes out in Halloween costumes. But if you do, I'll give you something. I promise. I got something in my bag for you. But also, I want one last plug. I don't see any Bill Gray's, so I'm not going to plug Bill Gray's this week. But they are home of the world's greatest cheeseburger, I hear.
That's a plug.
I don't know. I'd like for them to prove it to me.
Yeah, prove it to me. Send some up here. I'll do a taste test. Sure.
Mm-hmm.
So this is what we're going to do today, folks. You guys listening out there, you're going to be very important. I've got a copy of The Best in the World, the Chris Jericho's newest autobiography, the third one. I guess, you know, you can't have enough life. So, you spread out in three books. And all you got to do to win this book is call in the show and do your best wrestling impression. And we will vote on it before the end of the show who wins the book. But you know what? When you call in, do not tell the phone screener who you're doing. We're just going to throw you up on the air, and you're going to go right into your wrestling impersonation, okay? And thrill us. Don't use the same old ones we hear all the time.
We're talking to you, Hulk.
Macho. Yeah, we hear all those all the time. You know, I want to hear some new ones. So 222-1280.
Eden impression.
Huh?
Eden.
Yeah, somebody we don't know. Uh-huh. Bella. Well, Danny, you do your Bella Twins impression.
Eva Marie's dad.
Danny has the best Bella.
Oh, wait. You really want me to do my impression?
I want you to do your...
See, but you're kind of ruining my... You know, I was going to dress up as for Halloween. I didn't want to spoil it, but... Okay, give me a second. Okay,
I've been working on it.
You died in the womb!
How was that?
Can you try that again?
Okay, one more time.
Yeah, ready?
I wish you died in the womb!
God, wow.
All right, let me figure out who this
fabulous
is.
Fabulous Moolah. Close. All right, 222-1280.
It's May Young talking to the hand.
Star 1280 is the phone number if you want to call in and do your impression. We'll write them all down, and we'll vote on them before the last segment. And I think we can have some fun at this because it is Halloween. This is a big Halloween weekend, I think, that and next Friday being Halloween itself. But, you know, it'd be fun to do some of this. So call us, 222-1280, star 1280, and impress us. And we'll talk wrestling before you guys start calling in. But what was going on? Oh, this past week. Okay, there's a couple things that stood out to me in Monday Night Raw. I mean, we did mention Mick Foley a minute ago. You know, he had a terrible relationship with WWE last we knew. Obviously, that when it comes to Hell in a Cell, I guess that everything can be forgiven, especially when you're setting up two Hell in a Cell matches that the one that we all want to see as the main event won't be, I'm pretty sure of, which would be the Rollins and Ambrose. That will probably be the second-to-last match. So
that'll be the last match I watch.
Yeah. Well, you know, the main event needs to be fresh.
Oh, yeah.
It needs to be something people haven't seen before. It needs to captivate the audience.
I don't think Orton and Cena have ever fought in a Hell in a Cell.
Yes, they have. Okay.
Not only do you not get to see the WWE World Heavyweight Championship get defended, but you also have to watch Cena and Orton wrestle again. Can't wait for tomorrow night.
Yeah. Lots of new moves ready for this match.
Yeah, yeah. There better be some sort of big swerving surprise because the winner gets Brock Lesnar.
Bray Wyatt takes them both out.
Okay, so I was probably going to wait a little bit on the show today to say this, but Brock Lesnar does not deserve to be the World Heavyweight Champion. This is an absolute joke. Dude can't work house shows, that's one thing. You could at least work TV and pay-per-views. You could at least work the pay-per-view and tape stuff for TV. You're too good to be on a pay-per-view once a month. Take the belt off of him. He doesn't deserve it.
It's a disgrace. He's just holding it till WrestleMania.
And at this point, get rid of it. Yes, go down to less pay-per-views per year. I'd be fine with six every other month.
Well, they don't call them pay-per-views anymore. They're right. Events or whatever.
Whatever they are.
Team House.
Get rid of half of them. But if you're going to have a pay-per-view every month, I want to see a title match on these pay-per-views. Brock Lesnar doesn't deserve it. I'm sick of it. It's a joke. Like, it's a good thing they're not trying to sell pay-per-views tomorrow, because who would buy it?
Oh, this is a glorified Raw. I mean, there's nothing, you know, I mean, it's Hell in a Cell. It's supposed to mean something, you know, especially a champ is supposed to be on it. But, you know, the thing is we mentioned last week.
At the very
week,
least, have him appear and not wrestle.
Yeah, well, the next time he's appearing is December 8th, and that's for the Slammies or whatever, the the awards at the end of the year.
Brock Lesnar, if you're listening, 585-222-1280. Tell me what you're doing tomorrow night that's so important that you can't make a pay-per-view
by the
company that's giving you millions and millions of dollars.
Didn't you see the picture of him at the volleyball game?
Yeah, at a volleyball game.
Minnesota Golden Gophers volleyball game the other day.
Was Goldie the Golden Gopher there?
Yes.
He was actually saying that.
Okay, maybe that's acceptable. I take back my whole rant. It's a great mascot.
He took the picture with us. That's who the picture was with him in the stands.
Okay.
So, yeah, okay, you take it back. Well, we still want to
impress. But not only that, so the next time Lesnar is scheduled to appear is December 8th. If he is the champion, shouldn't he at least, if he's not going to be at every pay-per-view, shouldn't he be at least at the major pay-per-views?
Survivor Series. He's not going to be at Survivor Series.
No.
Strip him of the title.
Yeah, no.
Every 30 days. Where did that rule go?
When Ambrose
Somebody call Jack Tunney.
He's dead.
You know it's not 93, right?
John Laurinaitis, people power.
You need a shovel if you want to call
him. Who can I call?
Teddy Long, he can make it a tag team match.
Who am I going to call? I don't know.
Vince McMahon.
I need to call somebody.
Listen, I'll be honest with you.
Mike Adamley, make this right.
You know what would have made it right? Is if he would have won the title the day after he beat The Undertaker and then dropped it at SummerSlam. Then I would have accepted that a lot more than missing.
Dude, how are you not going to be on Survivor Series?
Missing three straight pay-per-views.
What is he doing? What is so important aside from a volleyball game and hanging out with Goldie? Like, he's not doing that every day.
Well, he's busy leveraging WWE against UFC because both want to re-sign him to contracts.
Yeah, people are actually have been.
Please go back to UFC. Yeah. Bye.
Yeah.
Get knocked out again in the first round.
I mean, Bobby Lashley, you know, I noticed last night Bobby Lashley fought on an MMA card, and he did not wear his TNA heavyweight belt when he was there. But if you follow the tapings, I don't think he has it anymore, to be honest with you. But Brock Lesnar, yeah, I know. You know what it is he's got them over a barrel. Now he's got the championship. He doesn't have to show up. I mean, that's why Heyman was on this past Monday, because he wanted to remind everybody who his client is.
Yeah, it doesn't work. You can't do that every time. And how many times has Heyman come out? Like, that's a way to get away with 1 week of no Lesnar, but there's no reason that he can't make a monthly appearance. December 8th is a long time away. I don't want to think about how much snow we're going to have by then, and Lesnar's just chilling at home playing Xbox.
Champion. 222-1280 Star Toys number. We've got Troy from Rochester. Troy, what's up, buddy?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
I'm doing great. How you doing?
Good. Good to talk to you guys again. Okay, look, going back to the point he just made, what would have been a better storyline to me is Sheamus and Rusev for the United States Championship. Being that Rusev, you know, he doesn't like the U.S. or whatever, and Sheamus is the United States Championship, they could have had some prestige to that championship and made that the main event, since Brock Lesnar is not defending the title in this pay-per-view.
Shouldn't there be an American in the match?
I was going to say, I wish Al Snow was still in it, you know, because then at least he would come out dressed like an American. I mean, yeah, you got Irish and you've got Russian. You know, I mean, you know what? It would be a good stepping stone, but right now I think the Big Show is probably the best for him to eventually get over, because I mean this guy still hasn't lost yet. Been knocked out, but he hasn't lost yet.
Yeah, but how much that wouldn't that be so much prestige added to the U.S. Championship? If he won the championship.
Yeah, but Mizdow is funny, okay? I'm sorry. I enjoy when Damian.
Oh, I hate that character.
Maybe 1 week is okay.
The reason they're losing money is they're paying certain guys just to goof off. And Sandow, he's got way more talent than that. They should have kept him as when he first came into WWE.
It's leading to something. Just give it some time, you know? I mean, it's leading to something. He's had a lot of. Remember, he was a Money in the Bank briefcase holder.
Yeah, but if Brock can't defend the championship at pay-per-views, then they should either make the Intercontinental Championship the main event or the U.S. Championship the main event. Get some prestige back to the belts.
Well, not in actual name, the Intercontinental Championship match will be the main event.
Absolutely.
Because, if they don't think Dolph is a main eventer yet, then maybe he shouldn't hold the Intercontinental Championship. Going to need something to make to be the main event, a title match. Some kind of title match to be the main event.
I mean, in the days when Stone Cold wasn't the champ, he could be in a main event without having a belt involved. I think that this pay-per-view is too weak to get away with that.
Because the WWE, let's face it, the WWE is not as good as it used to be. It's kind of boring nowadays. To me, it is.
It's not boring. I mean, there's usually things that, you know, if I don't chuckle once or twice during a night, I'm disappointed. And I mean, you know.
But is that what you're watching for, to chuckle? Show has been absolutely horrible.
Yeah, you know what it is? Yeah, you know, the funny thing is, too, is I don't know if you've been watching TNA, but they've been just doing match-intensive shows the last few, like, month or two.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, their numbers started going up with some of the match-intensive shows. So
yeah, I think a lot of people are getting bored with the WWE. I mean, you get tired of hearing that $9.99. I mean, everybody knows it's $9.99 now. I mean,
well, they're not paying off any of these angles. Triple H and Stephanie McMahon being the authority, they're not paying off on them, on anyone, you know, challenging them to this. And it's, and they're just, you know, there's got to be some resolve to this. It's just a storyline. I mean, obviously they didn't write the end when they started it.
Mm-hmm. And another thing is, I mean, since remember, Hell in a Cell used to be for The Undertaker, the main pay-per-view.
Yeah.
That used to be themed after The Undertaker, so they could have themed it after Kane in some kind of way.
I'm sure they'll be involved in it one way or the other. Everyone part of the authority will be involved in at least John Cena's match with Randy Orton. I just don't know what they can do that they haven't done before. That's the whole thing. It's like, because, you know, I mean, and Randy Orton, I think, got hurt on Monday night, too. There's a chance he might be working injured in the cell, which is maybe it'd be a good reason to have Brock Lesnar show up, you know? I mean,
yeah.
The thing is they don't want to pay Brock. Brock gets, you know, he's a certain amount of dates, and after he reaches that number, if he want to come in, they got to prorate him. And it's a lot of money.
But you know what? I can see a heel change with Orton. He did RKO Paul Heyman.
But you know what? And also he got curb stomped to end Monday Night Raw. So, yeah, it's without a doubt it's setting that up, you know?
Mm-hmm.
We had a deep discussion before the show started, and I was trying to lay claim to why I think John Cena is going to be taking on Brock Lesnar after he wins Hell in the Cell. And these guys were like saying, but Randy Orton, you know, you can feel the change, you know? I mean,
mm-hmm.
And with stuff like that leading up to it, yeah, definitely, man.
Capitalize on the momentum of the RKO out-of-nowhere movement.
Another thing that would be good for Orton is he needs to create a new legacy, meaning that new legacy group.
I think they ended that legacy group way too early. I was a huge fan of it. I think they could have made more out of it. Mm-hmm. I think you're right. They definitely, that was a good group, and I don't know if he'll ever do it again.
That was one of his best angles when he had Legacy. He should get another crew together. I mean, we already know it can't be Goldust no more because he's Stardust now. So, but he needs to get out of Triple H's shadows and get down with his own Legacy group like he had before.
Sure. 222-1280 Star Trek. Thanks for the call, man. I appreciate it. Please call back next week. We'll talk to you. We got another call from Fran from Buffalo. Fran,
hey, good morning.
How you doing, buddy?
Very good. The boot, the buckle, the bull, the prestige, the bull of the woods. I'd like to talk a little ROH, if you will, in public.
If you will, sure.
About the last 3 weeks I've been watching, they were somewhat unrelated. 3 weeks ago, their main announcer, Kevin, got beat up, and then right at the end of the show, to set up something big, and then the following week it was completely unrelated.
Well, you know, they had a little problem with the Ring of Honor champion. Rob, you know this story, right?
Michael Elgin.
Yeah, why don't you talk about that?
Just in terms of his work visa wasn't renewed in time, so he was stranded in Canada and couldn't make dates.
Yeah.
So he abruptly dropped the title at a show in Toronto, I believe, to Jay Briscoe.
Mm-hmm.
And now a lot of people think it's turning into a work shoot or something. I don't know. But they've been trying to work with Elgin again, and I guess Elgin wants nothing to do with Ring of Honor right now, it seems. So we'll see what happens. But, yeah, that was not exactly the original plan, to just have Elgin drop the belt to Jay Briscoe out of nowhere because he couldn't leave the country of Canada.
It seemed weird, without talking about Elgin, that they never brought up anything with Kevin Kelly, though, in that.
Oh, also, the ring announcer got beat up, too.
Bobby Cruz.
Yeah, Bobby Cruz got, you know, attacked. So, I mean, they were working towards something, and it looks like they just dropped it.
Completely,
yeah. Yeah, and it's a shame, you know. I think it has something to do with Elgin having, you know, not being able to come back into the country. And they actually were really upset because I think they're blaming it on him. for the visa issues. I don't
know. Kevin Kelly, he was originally WWE, and Cruz was, wasn't he with WCW at one time also?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, Bobby Cruz was WCW?
Oh, no. Bobby Cruz has always been with Steve.
Right. Yeah,
Kevin Kelly
Chris
was on
Cruz,
Sunday Night.
That's right.
Yeah.
I met Kevin Kelly when we went down to do the, he was like the escort for the WWE guys when we went down to do that tribute show in Allentown back in like 2000, and he just wasn't very friendly at all. He just wasn't.
I believe Bobby Cruz, I don't think he did any wrestling or ring announcing until he showed up in ROH and was Steve Corino's personal ring announcer and then became the...
He was like a friend of his or something, I think, and then it just kind of worked into him becoming the ring announcer. But yeah, I remember he was up here in town in 2003, we saw.
Mm-hmm.
He had to read that list of drugs that CM Punk had never done. Oh, no, CM Punk had read that, and then it was Steve Corino's list of dead wrestlers, I think it was.
Yes.
I just want to add, too, I can't pick up your show on the radio, but I enjoy it on the iHeart app every week. Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling, Fran. Man, I'm glad that we got some Ring of Honor fans out there. I tape it about 8 times every weekend here in town because it shows up at different times all over the place on 3 channels here. And so it's the same show every time, but it's like people are getting a lot of exposure to Ring of Honor here in Rochester. And I'm glad that in Buffalo, and I mean, that's the only place they're ever going to come again, I think, close here is Buffalo. So we definitely appreciate you listening, and thank you so much for calling.
Okay, have a nice day.
Please call again anytime, sir.
I've called a couple times in the past, but thanks.
More than welcome, sir.
No impression?
Yeah, well, we haven't got an impression here. Remember that 222-1280 *1280 is the number. If you call up, I got a copy of Chris Jericho's biography here, The Best in the World at What I Have No Idea. That this copy will be yours if you call up and do the best impression. We're going to vote on it.
You're also going to get a coupon for a free pay-per-view showing of Halloween Havoc. Coupon will be mailed to you.
Let's get two calls quick out of the way, and then let's go to break. We got Buddy Brian. Hey, Bob. Brian, what's happening, man?
The current contest, it is up for one fall, and it's for the WWE Championship. Hey, guys, how are you?
So which one?
Justin Roberts.
No.
Too soon?
No. We're doing good. We're doing good, Brian. How you doing, man?
By the way, whoever said that, that's what I was trying to do. Sorry.
I thought you were doing the Fink. I'm sorry.
Speaking about Justin Roberts, where is he? I read that Lillian's going to be on Raw now, and this new ring announcer will be SmackDown.
Yeah, Ian Stiles.
Where's Justin Roberts?
Unemployment line.
He is in Hawaii writing a book.
He right now does not have a job. He was up for a renewal, and they decided not to renew his contract. And so that's the way it goes.
Oh, boy. And you know what? I read somewhere that... You guys were talking about Brock Lesnar earlier. I did read that Brock Lesnar might be going back to UFC.
Yeah. You know what? Dana White...
They got a problem with the title.
Well, what it is I'll tell you, that Dana White was interviewed yesterday about people, and someone brought up Brock Lesnar, and he goes, I'd like to see Brock Lesnar fight healthy, because his last couple of fights in UFC he was not healthy. He's healthy now. So Brock might be, intrigued. I mean, they're... They also said that the 6 highest drawing pay-per-views were ones that he was on, including the two highest drawn ones where he was in the main event.
Which means who's going to buy a pay-per-view if he's not on it, if everybody's buying it when he is on it?
That's right.
Hey, why don't we just make other stars instead who are actually cool with showing up to arenas and working?
Yeah,
but hey, let's look at the positives. We won't have to worry about Brock defending a title in UFC.
Yep.
It's not going to be an issue.
Guys. Thank you very much, I'll listen for you a little later, buddy. Bye-bye.
Okay, go Amherst. Right. And I saw, by the way, Buddy and Kimmy were on the camera last night. Did you see during the game?
I did not.
Yes, they were famous. Actually, the people I was sitting next to were on the camera, and I didn't realize it until I could stuck my hand in front of their face. But we had a good. That was a good game last night. It started out to be like a WrestleMania a fight. There was a fight, like, what, 6 or 7 fights in the first period, and then it stopped.
Yeah, well, those same two teams play again tonight, and pregame show follows UV football.
All right.
Around 6:30-ish today.
All right, 222-1280 started. We got a call in line, but we're going to go to break. We'll get you on the flip side. Call us, do your impression, and walk off with the best in the world at What I Have No Idea, the brand-new Chris Jericho biography. And you can win that by doing us voting on you for the best impression. And don't go to the old standbys. I'm trying to say, everyone can do Hogan. Everyone can do Macho. Do one we're not expecting. 222-1280, *1280. You're listening to Tank Link on Fox Sports 1280.
Yeah, I sold out. Do goes, I sold you out, but at Hell in a Cell, I'm going to put you out.
This I'm with Spud movement, but there's a fact. Rockstar Spud, he was a dumb child with a dumb dream to become a professional wrestler. And he snuck his way into this industry, winning some bogus reality show British boot camp. But he has come to the very hard and the very real realization that in this world, the bad guys win.
In New York, it's Billy Fasolo Sr. And, you know, we planned a huge promotion in the month of October with our grand prize, with our big ultimate giveaway, and it's going to be great for somebody. But, you know, there's so many people out there in the news today that I've been watching with this Domestic Violence Awareness Month being in October. We as a company put that as our first priority, and we decided that during the month of October that not only are we going to give away that prize to somebody, but we'd like to give $100 a car all over the state on every car sold to an organization and keep it in that community. In other words, if you purchase in Albany, it stays in Albany. If you purchase in Buffalo, it stays in Buffalo. Regardless, we're going to give $100. We're going to try to raise $250,000. The Fasolo organization wants to donate in the month of October to a cause that has really been brought out into the open the last couple of weeks. It's really important to us. It's part of what we do, and we want to make everybody, huge.
Buffalo Bulls come off their bye with a home game against Central Michigan. Bulls pregame begins Saturday at 2:30 on the one and only Fox Sports 1280 Rochester.
I have never cared about fighting for what is right, and I never will care about fighting for what is right.
I am an American. I am a giant. And in Hell in a Cell, Rusev, your 15 minutes in the WWE is up.
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I am the Cash Man here with DC Dan Call, the Artiste, Mark Fantasia, and you. And thank you so much for listening. I wanted to let you know we're brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, and Donuts for Light, Empire Culver. Come on out tonight. Watch UFC 179 with us at Salvatore's at the garage door. 10 p.m. start time. We can see the main event. Jose Aldo versus Chad Mendes 2-2. That's the main event, but there's a lot of great fights on the card. We'll be giving some stuff away. Be some drink specials. You know, if you wear a costume, I got a t-shirt for you. So come on out tonight. Salvatore's at the garage door, 149 East Ridge Road. And hang with as many of us guys in the show can get there. Yummy food, too. I cannot wait. So thank you for listening. Let's go. We got the phone lines are lit. I think someone's been, they may have been drinking. No, not that kind of lit. But let's go to, sorry, bad puns. We got Steve. Steve, how's it going, buddy?
Hi, guys. I just want to, if you let me digress, for it won't take longer than 30 seconds.
Go ahead.
I've been watching wrestling since the 60s with Strongbo and Dan Martino and Tony Parisi, Dominic DiNucci. And I watched the evolution into the 70s, and I lived in Florida, where I actually saw some of the best shows I've ever seen with Gordon Solie, Dusty Rhodes, Harley Race, the Briscoes. That was great fun to watch that stuff.
Oh, that's where the heart of wrestling from the 80s and the 90s came from, was all from that Florida championship wrestling.
That was great stuff. So then you watch the evolution into the 80s, and the WWE had all these characters, and, you know, at that time, half of them were, but it didn't matter what they were using. I mean, it was a good, it was entertaining. Right now, this is, I watch Raw on Mondays, and it's so boring, it's so predictable, there's nothing that excites you. This Orton and Cena, I mean, they really, truly missed this punk kid and the other kid with the beard that got injured. What was his name?
Daniel Bryan, yeah.
They miss these guys. But I always thought that when McMahon was directly involved in the shows, that you really, I mean, this guy is so good, you really hated the guy.
Sure.
And that brought some excitement to the show.
Do you, let me ask you a question. If one of those two people you mentioned showed up on this pay-per-view, would that be a holy S type of thing that, you know, everyone would love what's going, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You got to do something like this. And their biggest star, the meanest guy, the scariest guy, Brock Lesnar, as your guy said, never shows up.
Yeah,
and, like, this guy's a big ticket, man. Everybody wants to see him get his ass beat.
He's devaluing the heavyweight title by not being
but
there.
The whole product is stale.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have any new faces. The storylines are crap. This Russian in the Big Show is just silly.
Yeah.
You know, so I just wanted your guys' opinion on that. Thanks, guys.
Hey, thank you for calling, Stephen. We appreciate your
honest
opinion.
There was a conversation in the commercial break, which I think Mark should repeat basically what he said there about options, what you would prefer to watch.
Well, they...
Don't tell me Total Divas.
No. There was talk about Kurt Angle possibly coming to WWE, but they want him to do a full-time schedule.
Yeah, he doesn't
want And there was the talk, you know, that Triple H is upset that he went over his head and went to Vince, but... You won't give him a part-time job, but you'll give one to your now WWE champion, Brock Lesnar, who, and the way Rob said it, can physically work and is healthy, unlike Kurt Angle.
He's just lazy.
And he's just lazy.
Yeah, well, they're just trying to put him on a pedestal and make the mistake.
For what?
That's a good question.
He had, what, 1 to 2 solid years a long time ago. Yeah. I don't think he's done enough to come back and be the part-time guy the way The Rock
debuted,
was.
Yeah, he debuted after Mania. He won King of the Ring in 02. He was gone by WrestleMania in 04.
Yeah, he's there 2 years, maybe.
In the greatest match.
So just under 2 years.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He did beat Kurt Angle at the WrestleMania 19.
It was his one shining moment.
Yeah, where he did landed on his head doing a shooting star off the corner. Remember that?
Yeah, he thought he was the size of Billy Kidman.
Yeah, he looked like he was going to kill somebody. He was in pretty good shape. If you look at him now compared to back then he was a lot thinner, I think, but still a very big guy. Yeah, I agree. I mean, you know what? You live and die by decisions you make, and, you know, I think Vince McMahon still has his handprint all over this, but I just don't think that there's, I mean, nobody's going to tune in for that card laid out. You know, I don't think, I think they'll tune in if they knew something was going to happen, maybe, you know. Like,
well, it's okay, because if Brock Lesnar, your world heavyweight champion, doesn't show up, then, you know, instead you can just watch Kathy Lee and Hoda go out there and break fake wine bottles on each other's butts.
Yeah, that was probably the worst thing I've seen in wrestling.
There's been a lot of bad things, though.
Yeah.
That's the problem, is that's not guaranteed to be the worst, because there's been a lot of bad things.
And poor Adam Rose got the bad rub from that, too. You know,
you're trying to fight Monday nights against football, and you're doing the worst stuff possible.
Well, it's almost like they've just accepted defeat. It's like,
right.
You know what, for the next 17 weeks, we're not going to do anything.
We're going to just kind of slow up until WrestleMania season comes around, because that's, wow, perfect timing. Football starts to slow down at that time.
Let's wait until the playoffs start. We won't have to worry about Monday night games, and you know, then we'll actually try again.
These phone lines are exploding. So we got
they're upset too.
We got Noob.
Noob.
Yeah, not old, but Noob.
Thank you guys for the shout out last week.
And it worked. Noob is out of the ICU, ladies and gentlemen,
with the hot nurses.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. How's the quality of the staff where you are now, Noob?
It's about the same.
Oh,
all right.
Well, yeah, so calling in, somebody was talking about Ring of Honor and Elgin earlier. They are advertising him as being definitively there for their next television taping tonight in Florida. So whatever their relationship is, if it's a work, it's a shoot, they're advertising him as definitely 100% being there at the TV taping tonight.
Hmm. I saw Elgin put a post on Facebook the other day He put up the email that ROH's office sent him about, this is what we want you to do. Do this so things don't get worse.
I saw that letter. It was terrible.
I mean, again, that was when I really started to think, maybe this will turn into work. It was not a work in the beginning.
Yeah, but you know what? If you read that letter, it obviously would have been signed by the guy who runs the company, and it wasn't. It was kind of like a committee type of letter to him. So I really thought that was phony as soon as he posted it, too, you know? Like, you know, just saying, yeah, you'll come in, you'll put this guy over, you'll do this, you do that. It's like, I don't think that's ever written into letters to people, you know, honestly. Maybe it is, I don't know, but, well, it's cool. I like him a lot. And ever since he got rid of the mullet, he's even better, you know.
Then when it comes to Hell in a Cell, Mark and Dan know me. I know I'm a diehard WWE fan. And I'm so excited about this show tomorrow that I'm going to spend it watching The Walking Dead. And maybe watch it tomorrow or Sunday morning.
You start flipping through your texts and you say, what, this happened? And then you really...
Wait, when you mean over. Walking Dead, you mean the Cena-Orton match, right?
No. Hey, Noob, thank you so much for calling. Please call again, okay, buddy?
Oh, definitely.
All right. You know, The Walking Dead, you know, you can always just DVR it and watch it when the pay-per-view ends.
Seen it.
Okay.
I was going to say, here's my suggestion. If you're going to watch Hell in a Cell, watch Ziggler-Cesaro. Then while you're on the network, flip to an NXT pay-per-view. Well, not pay-per-view, but, you know, one of their special shows. Watch that and then catch Ambrose and Rollins.
Wait.
And then go to
be
bed.
In bed by 10:15.
Isn't the... season or mid-season finale of Total Divas tomorrow?
It is tomorrow.
It's the same time as the pay-per-view?
It is the same time as the pay-per-view.
I know what I'll be watching.
Okay.
And you know why? It's because you don't have to watch it live. You can watch it at whatever time you want because it's on the network as soon as it's over.
Not the pay-per-view? You got to wait till the next day, I thought, for the pay-per-view.
I just want to know if John Cena is finally going to
I think they replay
Nikki
it like right after.
Free Nikki.
Free Nikki. 222-1280, Star Tony's number.
They're wrestling each other tomorrow. Yeah.
I want to say that, they are. That's right. They kind of squeezed that in on us. But 222-1280, Star 1280 is the number.
That'll entice the fans.
I threw this out there in the beginning of the show. I don't know if you heard it or not, but if you call up and you do your best impression, we're going to vote on whoever does the best impression on the phone. And they will win a copy of The Best in the World at What I Have No Idea by Chris Jericho. And I think we have one ready to go. So, JR, is this you, buddy?
Hey, folks. It's me, JR, calling about the pain clinic. I've been reading about this cash man setting off a lunk alarm over at the Planet Fitness. Now, let me just say this. You do that, you're not going to get a job at the WWE, all right? And then there's this Rob Sanderson. I've seen some pictures. Good kid. He's a talent. He's got a future in the business, but I would tell him, please, just go out and get something a little more flattering for the upper body.
Hey, Jay-Z, if you want the damn book, I'll give it to you, Jay-Z, okay?
Oh, wait, no, do me, come on.
I don't want the damn book. I'm just trying to show people you can do an impression. Just listen to a podcast or two.
Okay, no, do Danny. Do you have one for Danny?
Now Dan Cole, this DC Dan Cole and Mark Fantasia. Now,
I'm worried about this.
I've been hearing about them breaking up the band. Now, if they go off on the future to great things, I'm not sure. I've seen them together more than apart.
Uh-oh.
So I would just say do something to set yourself apart, maybe shave your head. Maybe dress in black. Maybe do something with your gear that you wear out to the ring, and you'll be okay.
they have potential, you're saying, JR.
They have some serious potential. I think they have a lot of upside. A lot of upside, especially to that Mark Fantasia. The kid's got a look.
I like you, JR. And your barbecue sauce.
Jim Ross, out of talent relations.
Dude,
Jim Ross.
Thank you so much. You made my day already.
I tried, but listen.
Yes.
Listen, if someone can beat my JR... Beat my JR. I challenge him. Come on.
Yeah.
You got to step up. Now, this push talk, getting a push, you got to step up. You got to show people that you want it. So step up and grab that brass ring.
222-1280, Star 1280.
What about a stone? Can we get a stone cold?
Yeah.
Stone cold!
Stone cold! Stone cold!
I can't do stone cold.
No, but you got to do JR screaming stone cold.
Oh, stone cold! Stone cold! Or my favorite is when, I think Paul Heyman mentioned it in a podcast with Steve Austin. He talked about Bill Watts getting hit with the Russian, covered with the Russian flag. They're calling the cowboy with the flag! He's calling the flag! So good.
All right.
So good.
Thank you so much for calling, buddy.
Take it easy, guys.
222-1280 Star 1280. We've got to go to break. The phones are now blowing up. We'll be back after these most important messages. You're listening to the Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
I'll tell you something. I just got off the phone. There's another guy. From Rochester, I know. I'm hammering these bankers right now, Tom.
So what
I'm
you're saying is,
them.
If you're looking for a vehicle in the month of October,
and your credit's not that good, Tom, I'll tell you something. I'm working my rear end off to get you done.
This man is serious, folks. This is the ultimate prize this month of October with a vacation home in Florida, a new car in the garage, $10,000 in cash, a cruise with huge. No purchase necessary. Stop by and register. Plus, if you need help with that financing, Caroline, you know what to do.
You can just log on to Fusillo.com. Billy's handling the banks. He's got over 30 lenders to choose from. It can be life-changing to get the credit that you deserve. It could be life-changing to win that ultimate prize. And we, you know, Billy's not satisfied just changing one life. He wants to change a lot. So we're donating money, $100 per car to Domestic Violence Awareness this month of October. Hurry in. Lots of
$100 a car, Caroline? Now that's huge, Caroline, huge.
They're by with a home game against Central Michigan. Both pregame begins Saturday at 2:30 on the one and only Fox Sports 1280, Rochester.
I have never cared about fighting for what is right.
The whole Batman thing does not fit you. You are much more like the Joker. I'm so serious.
I'm WWE superstar John Cena, and you're listening to the Pain Clinic on Sports Radio 1280. Listen and feel the pain.
Close enough, John. 222. That was me doing John, by the way. 222-1280, Star Toys, the number.
So wait, so you're Nikki Bella too?
No.
Hey-o.
We real quick, before we go back to the phones, we got a couple of people online. I want to get some news out real quick. We had an ex-guest of the show, our guy who had prior guests, that passed away, Ox Baker, passed away this past week. And Ox, you might remember him. I remember him most from Escape from New York. He was actually in a wrestling ring with a baseball bat with a spike in it, fighting Kurt Russell as Snake Plissken. And unfortunately, he passed away at 80. He was in town a couple of years ago. Ernie O brought him in, and it was very, very cool that he was cool that he came on. He was a cool guy and had lots of fun stories.
Made a lot of appearances at indie shows over the years. I remember him being at a bunch of ROH shows in Jersey in 04, 05 and stuff. Just a nice dude. Such a believable heel. I mean, he had the look, but the way he carried himself, his attitude and stuff, just a true legend in my book.
He was a master of the heart punch, wasn't he?
That's right. Sure was.
Yeah, actually, Jay-Z's good friend, Jesus Marquez, just wonderful picture of him with a heart in his hand after he had passed away. You'll probably see it if you look around on the net. He's a great artist. He's my friend, too, I guess, but he's Jay-Z and he do a podcast together, like comic book podcast. But also, now you'll like this. Paige and Alicia Fox have been added to the second half of the season of Total Divas. It won't start until January because the midseason finale is tomorrow night. But they're adding some more divas. And I guess AJ's... They were trying to get AJ to come on, too, and she decided not to. She, in an interview yesterday, she said that they had asked.
And she decided not to, or Punk doesn't want her to?
Who knows? It's one of those things.
They can't show her personal life because he can't be on TV.
That's the thing, is they don't want... Yeah, that's a problem with her. So, some other news. Randy Orton, we already mentioned, might have got hurt during the handicap street fight this past Monday Night Raw. And we can't quote what he said when he got hurt, but you can, if you go back and watch it on the DVR, you can hear him clear as night say what he says when he heard his ruptured disc in his back. So hopefully it's nothing too serious. If it is, then it's really going to mess that match up even worse than them having it.
He got hurt from out of nowhere.
Out of nowhere. Actually, he landed on a table after the cage had come down. So, you guys ever watch the Slam Cities that WWE had put out?
No.
Nope.
Okay, I did. They're okay. They're a little funny little 3-minute animations. I guess Nickelodeon and them are going to partner with doing some more. And which is kind of weird because Nickelodeon is owned by Viacom. Viacom owns Spike TV. What channel is TNA Wrestling on? Oh, that's right, Spike TV.
Well, for now.
Yeah. So let's see. Anything? Oh, Edge and Christian are going to be on the new show together on Sci-Fi's Haven, which which Edge is on right now. Christian will be doing a guest shot on it. I'm sure it'll bring back those Kodak 5-second poses. I add Kodak in here because I know Rochester, but
only for the benefit of those with flash photography.
That's right. And WWE is looking for a social media manager. Apparently, the guy who Alberto Del Rio slapped hard left his job after Alberto got fired. So, okay, let's go back to the phones because I don't want to keep people hanging too long. Except I forgot what my list is. Okay, we have. Let's see. Oh, here. Okay, you'll like this impression. Tell me if you know this guy. Okay. You're on, Kermit.
Welcome to Monday Night Frog. Dookie Froggy here, hanging out with my friends from the Pain Clinic, and really looking forward to
telling this film tomorrow night because it's not really Hell in the Cell anymore. It's kind of like Cage Matches because they don't really do Hell in the Cell stuff anymore.
It's not, yeah, it's PG, so it's more, it's like heck in the,
That's what I always thought. Like, I bet the PG people at WWE are like, can we please rename this? Can we please rename this?
It's heck in the cage.
Yeah. We're partnering with Nickelodeon and all this stuff. We have to rename this. Heck in the sack next year. Can't wait.
Okay, Kermit, you did a great job, buddy.
More like snack in the sack. Something like that.
Sounds good.
And I really think it goes well for EJ's character not to be on Total Divas, but then she can differentiate herself from the rest of the Divas, and that's still her shtick. And she's not a good TV star, she's a wrestler, it does better for her persona.
And she was married to a guy who WWE wants nothing to do with.
Well, because so there's that too.
Well, who knows? You know, maybe he'll show up. Maybe he'll be a surprise at Hell in the Cell. In fact, Randy Orton can't do it. We'll grab someone out of the crowd. How about the guy with the Pepsi tattoo? Why don't you come in the ring?
Hey, that's how Santino got his start. They just pulled him right out of the crowd.
Yeah, that's right. They were in Italy when it happened.
The Milan Miracle.
That's right. Yeah, they were in Italy. So, all right, Kermit, we got to go to the next call. Thank you for calling, buddy.
Sure, thank you.
Okay, I'll let you know. We're going to decide who wins later. So, okay, we got, what's up, Steve from Bristol. What's happening, brother?
Hey, Rich, man, I got a question for you. Bully Ray, is he through with Impact?
Well, there's still another month of Impact tapings that we haven't seen yet.
Okay.
But when they're done, he might be done now, because I know Devon was on this past week fighting.
That's why I wondered, and I would hope they try to keep him in their company, because, you know, I don't think they can. Would he go to WWE or WWF, whatever?
I don't think so. I mean, maybe I think he would want to. I mean, he's a different person than he was when he left, that's for sure. Maybe they could do something with him. But, you know, he's got that stigma. Does he want to go back to tag team wrestling? Because that's probably the only reason they'd bring him back, you know?
Exactly. And now they advertised a wrestling event a week from Sunday at the Ansel War Memorial, and I don't know where that is. They said John Cena's taking on Seth Rollins.
Oh, is that the On Center? That is in Syracuse?
I don't know.
It's a Sunday. They're going to be Monday Night Raws in Buffalo on November 3rd.
Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah.
And the day before that, they're in the On Center. So we're thinking about taking a road trip that Sunday.
And if you want to see Bully Ray, you can go to Syracuse Friday, November 21st, as the Dudley Boys defend the 2CW Tag Team titles against the Young Bucks.
That's right.
Which is going to be incredible.
2CW. Are they part of Impact? That's another outfit?
This is another wrestling.
No, it's an indie company.
2CW. They're all over New York.
That's the main event.
Oh, yeah. That's right. And now for this. George, are you ready for your interview? Yes. Folks, this is wrestling manager. Glassy, Freddie Glassy. And I'm going to make George Steele the next world champion. And ready to take on Bob Backlund? Ernie the Big Fat Lad? Dick the Bulldog Brawler? Or anyone else? Tell him, George. Tell him you're going to be the next world champion. Backlund? Lose? To George? See, folks, he told you himself. And now you remember that, folks, or I'll rip you with my cane, you pestle-neck eeks.
Very good, Steve. All right, 222-1280, star 12. And if you want to see what George actually sounds like, he does sound like that, but this is him when we met him.
George, the Animal Steel here, the Pain Clinic. Look at your dial. Remember the numbers. Don't be stupid. Come back. Bye-bye.
That's George. But that was, obviously he had some training. He can speak now. But back then, but there's a time when all he did was make grunting noises. Not a bad thing. It was, you know, a good gimmick. And he had Freddie Blassie as his manager, which was awesome. Classy Freddie Blassie. And we're going to go to break right now. We got one last break to get out of the way, and then we got to figure out who did the best impression so far. We'll figure that out on the flip side. You'll listen to Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
All right, you know you need to relax a little
I'm
bit.
Laughing,
you've been
the
keeping
best
some,
prize
you've
ever.
You've been keeping some
month.
Late hours here,
oh
Mr. Fusillo,
God.
During our ultimate prize event. And in case the folks don't know about it, tell them what you're doing.
Listen, Tom, the ultimate prize, the you know, the beautiful home, the trip on a cruise with
in
me.
Southwest Florida.
$10,000 cash, brand new car in the driveway down here in Florida. So what you do is you fly down to Florida, you got your new car in the driveway.
Bada-boom.
10 dimes to go out and have a couple of cocktails. I mean, life is good. And then you get to go on a trip with me on a boat.
And the best part for you is it's statewide 7 days a week, which is why Billy's
register
a little tired.
Register anywhere, right, Caroline?
Yep, just stop in and register. No purchase necessary.
And you got all that selection that this man has been so diligent to bring to
That's
us
right.
in these
he's been,
auctions.
He's been shopping at the
New,
auction.
Pre-owned, car, truck, van, SUV, every price range, all the financing
options. All you bet
he
to believe finance options.
He always
yells
at me for shopping, but I don't go buy 100 cars in an afternoon.
Well, there's more to this story. Just stay tuned, because it is.
It's huge, New York. I mean huge.
End of a home and home between the Amherst and Adirondack Flames. Coverage follows the Buffalo Bulls at 6:30, only on Fox Sports 1280, Rochester.
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. Don't forget tonight, we're going to be hanging out at UFC 179 at Salvatore's at the Garage Door, 149 East Ridge Road. 10 p.m. start time. Get there early. Get a great seat. Jose Aldo versus Chad Mendes in the main event. A little rematch fight. That's tonight. Salvatore's at the Garage Door, 149 East Ridge Road. Come hang out with us. We'll have a good time. I promise you that. Impromptu Halloween costume contest. If you come in with a costume on, I'll give you a t-shirt. 222-1280, Star 1280 is the number. We got to figure out, of the couple impressions we had, you know, we all can do our own, right? You guys want to, maybe I'll let us go get in and out.
I think Rob should go first.
Yeah. I don't have one.
No, you don't have one?
You can go last. Start thinking of one.
I don't have one.
Okay, go ahead, Mark Fantasia.
From the Attitude Era.
From the, okay.
C. The Ghost. No one?
Los Conquistadores.
There you go.
Yeah.
But was it the Edge and Christian Conquistadors or the Hardy Boys Conquistadors?
Oh, wow. I'm going to go with ENC.
ENC?
Good.
ENC. Good
ENC.
One. Oh, what's how about you, Danny? Oh, you're already done yours.
I mean, I did Nikki Bella. I mean, no, Mark's reminded me of another good one.
Indeed.
Funaki.
No.
Oh, God.
There it is.
There it is.
No, but I'll take it from here, nurse.
Damn!
Nice!
It's Mr. Socko! Say hello to Mr.
Socko!
Rest in peace.
This is where they take our hour away from us.
Escucha! Escucha!
Hey, I don't feel like doing anything today, so I'm going to go watch volleyball with a mascot with two other people.
Ooh, I know this one!
Brock Lesnar!
Yeah!
I win.
All right.
We did tweet the picture, by the way, at pain_clinic on Twitter. You can see the picture of Brock and the great Goldie the Golden Gopher.
So look,
you're enabling him.
He's a busy man, obviously.
See, I'm trying to hate on Brock Lesnar. Then he takes a picture of Goldie. I know he's a Minnesota alum. I wish if he had taken a picture with like the St. Joe's Hawk or somebody I really hate, then I'd be really fired up right now. But I hate Lesnar a little bit less after he takes a picture of Goldie.
All right. 222-1280 Star 1280 is the number. Yeah. You have a soft spot in your heart for that mascot.
For that gopher. Yeah.
Got Ricky from Elmira. Ricky, what's happening, brother?
Hey, not much. I hear you guys are doing imitations.
Well, we're trying. Unsuccessfully. But you got one?
Try Stone Cold.
Go ahead. Oh, you're asking us to do it, or you can do it?
No. I can try to do it.
Go for it.
Go for it?
You better go. What's going on in the hell so here, boy? I'm going to do a little kick-ass here.
Awesome.
Nice.
I think you did a great job. Thanks for calling, brother.
Yep.
All right. What? That's all
Did
you got to do.
Say that?
I don't know. You got what?
I hate Austin.
Open the can of whoop ass. Okay, there. That's I'm done with these impressions. Yeah, it's just I want to do. Oh yeah, Macho King here.
Let me tell you something, man.
Well, if that's the case, well, you know something, brother.
Okay.
Hey, you know, Mean Gene, the cream always rises to the top. The sour of power.
Sour of power.
Wow, Danny, that's awesome.
Sour of power, too sweet to be sour. Funky like a monkey. Ooh, yeah.
That's what it was.
Funky like a monkey.
Give me the damn book.
All right. Well, we run out of time. I'm going to give it to Kermit the Frog.
No. He's not a wrestler.
I know, but he has been on wrestling.
Neither is Brock Lesnar.
He has hosted it. So, Kermit, you get it. I'm going to put it up here with the call me back, Kermit, and I'll get your information. You know,
really, shouldn't it go to Jim Henson?
Well, yeah. Like, once again, I said you're going to have to get a shovel if you want to do that. So
too soon?
Yeah. Well, we're about to get out of here. So, guys, enjoy Hell in the Cell if you get an opportunity to see it. And then I'm sure...
Or enjoy Total Divas.
Or Total Divas. Or Walking
NXT.
Dead.
Total Divas, yep.
In Ring of Honor this weekend will probably be a great show. But hopefully we'll have some sort of crazy surprise that we can talk about that happened on the pay-per-view next weekend on the show. But right now, there's not a lot of hope out for this pay-per-view.
Not really.
So, no.
Not going to sugarcoat it.
No, trying not to at least. You know, I mean, you can have your WWE.
But I do think Jeremy Borash had the best impression there. Today on the show when he did Jim Ross. That had to be Borash.
Well, you know, I could loan him my copy because I know him personally. So we got to get out of here. Thank you so much. Check us out on Facebook at Pain Clinic as well as Pain_Clinic on Twitter.
Heck in a sec tomorrow night.
Heck in a sec. We'll see you next week, folks. If we don't get kicked off the radio.